So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in two places. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva in two places, and the Har Tzvi has a tshuva in Chedek Aleph Siman Kof Lamed Vav, where they're both discussing whether this gezeira of Shem Yechata does apply to our ovens, does apply to our stovetops. And they both go through a discussion of reasons why perhaps it should not apply, should not be so. What was the chashash over there? The chashash over there was that there's a fire, it's burning. The fire that's here now starts to go out. And when you stoke the coals, it brings it up. It brings it up, you blow at it. It makes it burn better. And then my food will cook quicker. By our, let's take stovetops. Let's say you have a gas stovetop. So it's working on the gas. There's a flow of gas, a constant flow of gas flowing in. Bajdas, you're not running out of gas. The gas is not getting lower or higher. It's staying at its steady flow. So what are you worried about? Maybe I'll add gas by turning up the knob? Says Rav Dar Tzvi, we don't find anywhere in the Gezeirah of Shem Yechata that they're worried that you're going to add wood. That wasn't their chash. Because when you're going to go to add, you'll remember, one second, what am I doing? It's that we're worried that without adding, you're just going to move around what's there with just as you're passing. So to turn up the knob, that's what you worry about? Or if Moshe goes a step further, he says, and if that's the chashash, so let's say I turn it up on the highest, I can't turn it anymore. So are we going to say then that there's no chashash?
Zero.
And he goes through different, he says, so maybe you'll say that over here, where it's much easier, right? You're right. We don't find the chazawa geyser for bringing more wood, because for that you had to go outside, find wood, or chop a tree down, bring the wood in, and add wood. So, ad hachi vachi, while you're doing that, you'll remember one thing, today's Shabbos, and I'll do this. But by us, the turning up the knob is probably easier than stoking the coals. So therefore, it would make sense. It goes back and forth with different reasons why. Now, maybe you'll say, okay, I turn on the highest, but the Xeris Shem Yechata will be that maybe you'll turn it lower. But we don't find any way that where are they going to take away from the fire. The whole Chashash Chazal was that you're going to turn it higher. So again, they go back and forth different reasons why, yeah, no. But they both sort of, without explaining why, yes, in their next paragraphs, just like assume that it is. And that's the way it is. And that's what's accepted. Accepted psak is that by our stoves, our stovetops, our ovens, we apply the gzera of Shema Yechata. Now, so we have a chashash Shema Yechata. Now, what were the eitzes that the Shulchan Aruch gives us? One eitze is grufa. Grufa is to shovel out the coals. That's not going to be possible. We can't do that by us. So what's the second? It's something called ketumah. Ketumah means sprinkling ashes over the fire, making a hecker in the fire that I'm no longer going to play with this fire. So that already we could do. We could put something on top of the fire. That's what we call a blech. And that's where Rav Moshe Shmir Shabbos and many other paiskim accept what we call the blech as ketumah, as a cover on the fire.
Once you put on the blech, do you need to take the hands off or whatever?
So far, all we say is you put on the blech. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, if the gzera of Shem Yechat applies to our ovens or our stovetops, because perhaps you're raising the fire or not, so it would make more sense to maybe cover the knobs. Why are we covering the fire? The answer to that is because Chazal, when they were masakin, what we need to do, they very clearly, like we were Masba last week, very clearly spoke about doing something with the fire. Grufa v'ktuma, it is in the fire itself. So I need to put a blech on the fire. It's not going to help for me to cover the knobs. However, says Rav Moshe, even though midin, it's not going to help covering the knobs alone, but toiv lachasis kefteirim. It's toiv to also cover the knobs. That's why you'll see in America many blechs, you have the flat piece of metal and then it comes down to cover the knobs. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, who said? Why is it even toiv? As long as you cover the fire, you did what Chazal wanted, that's enough. So therefore, it's enough just to put a flat blech on top of the fire. And that's what many blechs over here look like. Now, when we're talking about... So once I have a blech on the fire, according to us, we go with the mahalach, that blech makes it like a ketumah. And therefore, now you can leave on this fire whatever food you want, whether it's fully cooked, partially cooked, not cooked, doesn't make a difference once you have a blech on the fire. What? We're talking about Shehiyah is putting food on the fire Erev Shabbos. We're not talking about on Shabbos. Liquid solids will play a role with when we're talking about on Shabbos. Now we're holding right now Erev Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos. The last minute preparations. So we're holding before the shower, after the shower. So Akoponim. Okay. So now, that's with a blech. But let's say I don't have a blech. So what are my limitations over here? What type of food are we talking about that I cannot leave on the open fire? What are we talking about over here? So that takes us back to the Machlekes, Chananya and Rabbanan, that the Mishmur brings down in the Psicha to the Simin, and that we spoke about this week. According to Chananya, anything which was cooked, kemaychom endersoy, which means at least halfway cooked, you can leave on an open fire. According to the Rabbanon, if it's not fully cooked, you cannot leave it on an open fire. It has to be fully cooked. And more than that, even. The Mechaber brings down the Rabbanon as a shita to say, the bottom line, Elimkin is bashikot tarkai, v'mitztamik v'raloi. If it's mitztamik v'yafaloi, if it's fully cooked but still getting geschmacker and you're happy about it, that it's drying out and getting better, then also you cannot leave it on open fire. Halacha l'maisa, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Chananya or do we pass like the Rabbanan? So the Mechaba brings down 2 days. And in the Mechaba by us, there's a mashmos that it seems that from the way he sets it up, that he's paskening like the first shita, which is the shita of the Rabbanon. And therefore, for Sfardim, according to this Mechaber, for Sfardim, that follow the shita of the Mechaber, as long as the food's not nizbashel kol tzarka, umitztamik v'raloi, it's not fully cooked, and the continuation of the cooking is raloi, he's not allowed to leave it on open fire, he has to have that blech over there. There happens to be a Mechaber later on in Sim Reish Nun Dalet. Hopefully we'll get there. In Reish Nun Dalet, which is Mashma, that he holds like Chananya. Because over there, he seems to only bring that Chananya Shita. And all the nice Kelim, all the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch are bothered what's going on here. Some Sfadish Shepaiskim say, the Mechaber was Chayzer, and he's passing like Chananya. And others give Terutzim to explain why over here he's going like the Rabbanan and over there like Chananya. So therefore, Asfadi has to halacha l'maisa ask his Rav how they paskin. What about Ashkenazim? Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah tells us that the after the Mechaber brings down the shita of Chananya, then Maichomer and the Sa is enough. It says v'nogu lahakol k'svar achreina. V'nohagu, the meaning is to be makol like the svar achreina, like the second sheet of like Chananya. Now something very interesting over here. The Rosh to take a look at the Bir Halacha for a minute. Bir Halacha Divrei Maskel V'Nagu L'Hakol. So one line down, he says, V'Hetik Divrei Rosh Shekasav. This is the Lash on the Rosh. Mipnei Sheyisrael Adukim B'Mitzvah Zoynik Shabbos. Since Yisrael is so aduk, attached, right? They're so involved in the mitzvah of Zoynik Shabbos. U'bivadai lo yishmu lanu. And they surely will not listen to us if we tell them that they can't leave their food on the fire from before Shabbos. If we can be machmir like the Rabbanon, it's just, they're not going to listen to us. Alkein hanach lahem, let them be noig like Chananya. Let them be noig like Chananya. That's the Lush and the Rush. Which leaves us with, what are we hanach lahem? Are we b'dievniks? Or now, hanach lahem, and this is the lechatchila. This is a big machlokes. How do we understand the rush? How do we understand the rush? Do we understand the rush that the rush is saying, hanach lahem, and therefore halacha lemaisa, the halacha is like Chananya, and therefore you could lechatchila put food, which is not fully cooked, as long as there's more than ma'arach masai on the fire? Or hanach lahem means nebuch. What can I do? I don't want to make them be oiva, so we'll be the avid go with Chananya. Many paiskim, Ashkenaz paiskim, hold hanach lehem means this is the halacha l'maisa, and that's if someone comes to you and asks you, says to you, do I need a blach or not? Half cooked, you do not need a blach.
That's clearly the shittas haramah,
no? What?
That's clearly the shittas
haramah. I'm not sure. But the Ramah is coming over. First of all, it's not clear. Because the Ramah says a lashon v'nohagu, and the Ramah in Tshuva says that there's a difference between v'nohagim and v'nohagu. V'nohagu means that that's the din, and v'nohagu means that's what the people decided the din. So since he says v'nohagu, it's taka mashma like those shittas that hold that it's only b'diyam. Okay, aga. Anyways, but let's take a look at the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says over here, he says further than he says Valkein Lefize in the middle of the Bir Halacha, he says Valkein Lefize Lechatchila Bevadai Toivli Zoher Shiyi Mevushal Kol Tzarkai Kodem Chashecha. He says Bevadai, he says Lechatchila, this is the Lashon of the Bir Halacha, Lechatchila Bevadai Toivli Zoher Sheyiyah Mevushal Kol Tzarkai Kodem Chashecha. L'chatchila, one should make sure that it's mevushal kol tzarkai before Shabbos starts, and if not, take it off the fire. So the Chazon Ish, when he saw this Bir Halacha, he got upset. He said, what are you making? You're making the Ramah into a b'dieved. The Halacha, the Rosh says, hanach lehem, and therefore that's the din l'chatchila. There's no two questions about it. That's what the Chazon Ish is taina on the Mishnah Berurah. I believe the Mishnah Berurah meant that also. The Mishnah Berurah uses a funny lashon. He says, "Lechatchila bevadei toiv li zoher." Just say lechatchila. This is what you should do. It's lechatchila bevadei toiv li zoher. So the Chazon Ish, the Mishnah Berurah also understood that a vada, if someone's coming to ask the Rav a shaila and asking the Rav, can I leave the food on the fire? The answer is yes, you can, as long as it's half cooked. Now, you want on your own be zahar for the Rabban and Shittas Rabban. It's a good thing to do. Toivli zahar, it's a good thing to do. But doesn't make you into a b'dieved dike yid if you're not like Chananya. And what's my proof? Because if you turn to the end of Simen Reish Nun Tes, at the end of Reish Nun Tes, the Mishmur says, you know, I just took you through Simen Reish Nun Gimel through Reish Nun Tes. I took you on a long road over here. But a lot of pratim. And I'm sure by now you're very confused. So he says, you know what? I'm going to unconfuse you by giving you bottom line halachas. A sikkum of whatever you need to know. And if you look over there, he says, this is very clearly, he says, Ulefichach, in the spashlu kemaychu ben dresoymi baidyoim, haynu kechatzi bishulai v'yeshayim shlish bishulai, mutu la'ashoysam afa pishenatana gara v'leikotam. Didn't say l'chatchila, didn't say b'dieved. He's talking to everyone, he's giving you guidelines what to do in your kitchen. Very clearly. Elamai, the Bir Halacha is telling you, there's a nachan lizar. If you on your own decide, you can be a nachan lizar. So therefore, halacha l'maisa for Ashkenazi, who follows the psakim of the Ramah, psakim of the Paiskim, if the food is half cooked, he does not need a blech. However, is there nachan lizar? Yeah, if he could do it, he should do it. We'll see other reasons why it's kedai to have a blech when we learn chazara. You may want to return the food to the fire on Shabbos, and for that you'll need a blech. But mitam hilchas shehiya, he does not need a blech. Now, the what's considered half cooked, third cooked? How do we measure these things? How do we measure what's half cooked or third cooked? So this is also machlokes between the paiskim, how we measure it. And some paiskim say we go busted the time that it takes to cook this specific food. If it takes normally to get to Mevushakot Tzarkai, 3 hours, so a third is 1 hour, and a half is an hour and a half.
Isn't it a story that you can eat it b'shas ha'adachak?
Others say that it's not measured by time, it's measured by, practically, is it half cooked or is it not half cooked? Taste it, see how soft it is. If it's something which starts off hard and it's halfway soft, that's half. If it's very soft, then it's fully. That's what others say. L'maisa, the shurim are more or less the same. It works out more or less the same by most items. That halfway cooked is going to be halfway cooked around there. And therefore, you pretty much could base it on that. That if normally this takes 3 hours to get fully cooked, so half would be hour and a half. That's already up for hour and a half. Now, where it gets a little more complicated is when it comes to water. How do we measure fully cooked by water, or a third cooked by water, or half cooked? I'm putting up water to boil before Shabbos, and there's no blech in my hot water urn. We'll talk more about if maybe, since the heating element is covered, maybe that's already called Grufvik Tuma. We'll discuss that separately when we talk about hot plates. But let's assume that it's not garvakata. So how do I know when it's kemayachaber in the soy? So Rav Moshe writes that resichos, when it's bubbling, that's fully cooked. Half cooked is at yatzaledisba, when it's like 110 degrees, around 110. Third cooked is at yatzaledisba, 110. Half cooked is somewhere more than that. That's half cooked. What do you want with that?
What?
With the svar you said before?
Because then it's obviously not going to be a din in time. If it's roi to eat b'shas it's roi to eat b'shas.
Yeah, so it's roi to eat b'shas l'dechak when it's an hour and a half cooked.
Okay.
Take something that takes 3 hours to cook. Cook it an hour and a half. You'll see, you can eat
either
of that.
Maskana, but in the havmin, there's a fillet between the two things. Well, either it's time or it's how cooked it is. Then for sure it should be how cooked it is. Because that's... I thought the story was that you're not going to be doing it. It's an eraser.
First of all, it's not clear that that's the svara. It's either there's two svaras given for Chananya, and it's not clear at all that that's the svara. Pashtas the svara is because if it's a third cooked or half cooked when Shabbos starts, then by the time I get to the Suda, which will be in 2 hours from now, it's already going to be further enough cooked that it doesn't make a difference, therefore I don't think about stoking the coals. That's the pasha. Could be also that svara, that I'm not worried about stoking the coals because maximum I'll eat it like this. Okay? So it's either one of those two svaras. Fine. Yoyin sham. Fine. Anyways, now, when it comes to an oven, you have the oven, right? So, in the oven, I want to put food in there Erev Shabbos. So I'm putting food in the Erev Shabbos. So again, if it's half cooked, so I have no problems with Shia. Let's say it's less than half cooked, then I want it to cook. I'll continue into Shabbos and cook. And then I'll eat it by the Suda Friday night or Shabbos morning. But I need a blech. How do I do a blech? What's the question? What needs to be covered? Where's the fire? Is heat coming from the top? Heat coming from the bottom? Sometimes heat coming from the sides? But the whole idea of an oven is that it's built in a way that has equal heat all around. This heat is coming from all sides. Is it enough just to cover the bottom? So Rav Moshe writes that you need to have this metal box insert because all the sides need to be covered. Others say no, it's enough just to cover the bottom. So this is a machlekes, machlekes ha-paiskim. What's needed to be covered?
What would be the benefit of covering the bottom? That's the simen?
Either because simen or by some ovens, the heat comes from the bottom.
Even if it's equally distributed, but it means...
Right, right. That's by oven. Now,
what about if you can put on a mold where you can't change the settings?
Okay, before we get to that, what about if you don't have to put on a mold to change the settings? There is no settings. Like a hot plate, like the hot plates we have here. There is no settings. There's no settings to change from 1 to 3. And more than that, there's no switch for on and off either. You plug it in, it's on. You unplug it, it's off. So now, hot plate. In Hebrew, it's called a plata chashmalet. Okay, just in case you hear that word, a hot plate. So what about a hot plate? There's no knobs. Turn up, down, on, off, nothing there. So now that takes us to a thought of, one second. But we said earlier, it could be the Gzer Shemichata has nothing to do with turning up and down knobs. Right? Because if it has to do with that, then it could be the old, right? It could be it has nothing to do with that. And that's why some places can hold. The Gzer of Shemichata is on any type of thing that has a din of Eish. And since this thing gets very hot, we're going to give it a din eish, and the hot plate will also have a din of shem yichata, it'll have a din of shehiyah, and in order to leave food on it, which is not half cooked, you need to cover it. Over here, you don't need to get a thick blech, you can get a thick foil, that'll be enough. However, other paiskim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, held... Now for Shehiyah, there's no chash. If there's no dials to raise or lower the temperature, to turn it on and off, there's no chash, and you can leave on from Erev Shabbos any type of food that there is. So on a hot plate, halacha lemaisa, you can do that. Now we can move over to one of your cases. If the oven has the Shabbos mode, where what the Shabbos mode does, it just makes it stay at the same heat straight, does that change anything or not?
There's no dials, but it's plugged into a Shabbos timer. You could turn the timer to make it go off sooner.
I don't know. I'm saying, then I hear the question. I know that they advertise as, yeah, right? I don't know. That's true. Okay, now, there's another heter over here mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, which is called Kedera Chaisa. Kedera Chaisa means, if I take a raw piece of meat, and I put it on the fire right before Shabbos starts, or I take a raw piece of meat and I throw it into the pot of food that's already been cooking for a few hours, which hasn't yet reached my chmender soy, but there's a raw piece of meat in there, then the halach is I don't need grufa viktuma. And why? So over here the reason is because what we worry about, that maybe we're going to stoke the coals so the food should be ready to eat it tonight, but a raw piece of meat, even with your stoking the coals, is not going to be ready to be eaten by the Suda. So therefore, what's my plan? My plan is for tomorrow morning. And if I stoke the coals and make the fire higher, it's going to burn the meat by tomorrow morning. So I'm for sure not going to stoke the coals. I'm seeing that from stoking the coals. Which leads us to a machlokes, if we have this heter nowadays or not. Because we have our pots and our ovens are built in ways that it cooks much quicker. You can put a raw piece of meat in an hour and a half, it'll be fine to be eaten. Or 2 hours. So you can't say that if he's putting up raw piece of meat, it means that his das is for tomorrow. Number one. I'm going to end with this and we'll talk about this next time. Second question is, let's say I have some food which is less than my chomender say, but more than raw. So I need a blech, right? That's what we said. But what happens if it's a type of food which I know I'm not eating Friday night? It's a cholent, let's say. Cholent, there's no Friday night cholent in my house. Only Shabbos morning. We're very religious about it. Shabbos morning, cholent for Shabbos morning and all that. We don't start Thursday night and end on Tuesday. It's Shabbos morning, okay? So now, what's the chash? Chitoy? I'm not doing chitoy here. This thing, I wanted to cook on slow cooking, low cooking. I wanted it to be nice and hot and cooked by the morning. I don't want to burn it. Is the tzarech machar a heter or not? So I have two questions. Is kedera chaisa, putting raw meat a heter nowadays? And number two, is there a heter called kavana for tomorrow? The second question is a bir halacha in the beginning of the simin. We'll take a look at. And the first question is a machlekes Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin. Be'ez Hashem, we'll discuss it next time. Have a wonderful weekend.